Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 240 of Beyond the Supernatural. I often say I'm going to do a short episode, and so far nothing has been able to hold me to that promise. Nothing has ever been able to make me make good on the short episode. But let me tell you something, I just rolled out of bed. This is still the monumental, desperate, single session, end of season blowout recording session in which I intend to finish this goddamn season of MDC. I did have to sleep, I slept. I rolled out of bed, I came back to podcast, I haven't had my coffee yet, and I'm confronted with this shit. The last page of our coverage of the quote-unquote devil ghost. I feel like there should be quotation marks inside the quotation marks. That's how erroneous the title devil ghost is. Supposedly, this is Beyond the Supernatural's version of Mothman, the famous cryptid urban legend Mothman. But as we've discussed, it is not extraterrestrial. It is not really a cryptid. It is some kind of extra-dimensional bullshit like other demon-type creatures. It is, like many of the other monsters in this section, just a big dickhead, just a big petulant asshole whose MO is to give false psychic visions to people and to disguise its own identity to make them think that it is the quest giver in their role-playing game, send them on a lot of pointless missions that accomplish nothing, confuse them a lot about the plot, seed in false clues among true ones so that players who are trying to figure out what the fuck is going on in a session can't and get all turned around. And then when everyone is thoroughly confused and frustrated and their time has been wasted, the GM has the devil ghost show up with the big gleaming red eyes of a true demonic dickhead and say, "It was me, Austin. It was me all along. All this time you were trying to discover the hidden meaning behind this plot and gather clues, but it was all just nonsense. Aren't you glad you invested months of your leisure time into this dumbass hobby?" So I hate the devil ghost. I'm very upset that it's not Mothman. I'm very upset that it is a devil ghost. And you know what else upsets me? On today's page, along with some combat abilities, some psionics for the devil ghost, which I'm not going to cover. There's no need to dignify this. All I want to talk about is the RCC skills or equivalents. RCC, for those of you who may not be in the know, is a racial character class. This is Palladium's version of what is called race in D&D, or what has been called race up until people realized that was fucked up, like, I guess this weekend. But it's like a dwarf or an elf or whatever. So when it says RCC skills or equivalents, what it means is this is not an individual hobby that Rico the Devil Ghost picked up on his personal adventures. This is stuff that is common to Devil Ghosts, including but not limited to Rico. And one of those skills is seduction, 80%. 80% for the notoriously difficult seduction skill. I'm out here trying to scrape together a 50% seduction rating for my extremely sexy player character. And here comes fucking Rico and his buddies. He and all of his 10-foot tall buddies with heads like skulls covered in rotting flesh. Rico and his buddies with their V-shaped legs covered in tarantula-like hairs. And they, just by virtue of being devil ghosts, have an 80% seduction skill. Fuck you, Rico. Is this Vampire the Masquerade? Did we stumble into... Is this Devil Ghost colon the fuckening? What is wrong with this game? It couldn't have done anything more to make me hate the Devil Ghost than to give it this gigantic inborn racial bonus to seduction of all things on the final page, because it's totally unjustified. Seduction is one of the hardest things to do in this game. I'll accept a succubus or an incubus having a huge bonus, sure. They're sex demons, it's what they do. It's their livelihood. But a Devil Ghost? Here's the problem. It already infuriates me just by pure math, by pure power of math. It frustrates me. But also, how would this be used? Why is it here? Well, I'll tell you. It's because just as the devil ghost might appear to you as an angel, or like an ancient wizard, or a family member, to jerk you around so the GM can manipulate you into chasing down red herrings and dead ends in the plot, the devil ghost might also appear to seduce you or an NPC, might appear to you as a supernatural, sexy being, to manipulate you into passing you false clues. Not just once, like a vampire might, like a vampire with vampire decency might show up as a sexy Eastern European nobleman, being all cool, seduce you, pass you some bad information in a given scene? No, for a whole story arc, the devil ghost is going to appear in your mind as a sexy dude using its nonsensical inborn racial bonus to seduction to seduce you for the explicit purpose of throwing you off the trail of the GM's own goddamn plot. That's what seduction is for because, as we know, devil ghosts don't like to show up in person. I'm not opposed to sexy monsters. We got a whole side series in MDC Fuck, Marry, Slay, about fucking, marrying, and or slaying the vampires from Vampire the Masquerade. And as listeners to that series know, it is patrons only. Please sign up to the Patreon if you want to hear about me fucking vampires. I'm generally pro vampire fucking. I'm pro sexy monsters. But those two things, just they go together in a natural way. If there's going to be a sexy monster in a role-playing game, my expectation is that it wants to have sex with me, or at least get pretty damn close. What I don't need is a sexy monster sitting at home, giving me sexy visions, jerking me around. Chris, if you go and fetch the enchanted sword, perhaps you can get this. Sexy astral dance. And then the sword turns out to be cursed. That's what this seduction skill facilitates, and it makes me sick to my stomach. Or maybe it's because I stayed up way too late and ate a lot of junk food and drank a lot of coffee in this hotel room. But this doesn't help. This sexy devil ghost is not helping my early morning pre-coffee tummy ache. Anyway, speaking of being pre-coffee, I gotta stop being that. Join me next time as we discuss the Dimensional Ghoul on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zimbita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.